Professor Uvnas Moberg believes oxytocin plays a similar role in the bond between dogs and their owners.
A lot of people will say, oh, it's not possible. Dogs and humans, we are not the same. It's very, very different. But I would say that people who have dogs, who are used to animals and used to the interaction with animals, they will say, oh, that's not so strange.
To test the theory, blood samples were taken from dogs and their owners before and during a petting session.
We had a basal blood sample and there was nothing. And then we had the sample taken at 1 minute and 3 minutes, and you could see this beautiful peak of oxytocin. The fascinating thing is actually that the peak of oxytocin is similar to the one we see in breastfeeding mothers.
Surprisingly, it's not just the owners who are affected. Blood samples taken from dogs reveal a similar burst of oxytocin.
It is a mutual kind of interaction, you know. The owner touches her with her hands and they both smell, hear and see each other. That is a very nice way of triggering oxytocin release in the two of them.